Ethereum ETFs gain momentum as Bitcoin funds face outflows. Key points: BlackRock's spot Ethereum ETF, ETHA, has seen significant inflows, entering the top six ETF launches in 2024 despite recent market volatility, demonstrating institutional solid interest in Ethereum. Spot Bitcoin ETFs experienced net outflows of $148.5 million on Tuesday, while spot Ethereum ETFs saw net inflows of $98.3 million, indicating a shift in investor sentiment between the two cryptocurrencies. Ethereum-based exchange-traded funds, ETFs, are gaining significant traction in the cryptocurrency investment landscape while their Bitcoin counterparts experience a period of outflows. This shift in investor sentiment comes amid broader market volatility and growing institutional interest in Ethereum. According to data from Soso Value, spot Bitcoin ETFs in the United States recorded net outflows of $148.5 million on Tuesday, August 6, 2024. Fidelity's FBTC led the exodus with $64.48 million in outflows, followed by Grayscale's GBTC, ARK Invest, and 21Shares ARKB, which saw outflows of $32.18 million and $28.88 million, respectively. Despite these negative flows, the cumulative net inflows for spot Bitcoin ETFs since their January launch remain impressive at $17.19 billion. In stark contrast, spot Ethereum ETFs experienced a surge in interest, logging $98.3 million in total daily inflows on the same day. BlackRock's ETHA emerged as the frontrunner, attracting $109.89 million in new investments. This influx is particularly noteworthy given the recent market downturn, which saw Ethereum's value plummet by approximately 25% earlier in the week. BlackRock's ETHA fund has defied expectations, accumulating around $868 million in just 2 weeks since its launch. This performance has catapulted it into the ranks of the top six ETF launches of 2024, challenging claims of low demand for Ethereum-based investment products. Nate Geraci, president of ETF Store, highlighted the fund's success, stating that $160 million alone would put it in the top 10% of all new ETFs this year. The divergence in performance between Bitcoin and Ethereum ETFs has caught the attention of market analysts. Augustine Fan, head of insights at SOFA.org, noted, ETH has already seen heavy selling across perpetual, spot, ETFs. So it would make sense that we are seeing a small rebound as risk sentiment recovers slightly. Fan also emphasized the need to consider the broader economic context, suggesting that the overall direction of crypto assets will likely move in tandem with high beta stocks and general risk appetite in the near term. As institutional interest in Ethereum grows, BlackRock and NASDAQ have proposed a rule change to list and trade options for BlackRock's spot Ethereum ETF. This move aims to provide investors with an additional, relatively lower-cost tool to gain exposure to spot Ether, potentially broadening the appeal of Ethereum-based investment products. According to the Block's price page, the cryptocurrency market showed signs of recovery following Monday's global market downturn, with Bitcoin rising 2.61% to $57,060 and Ethereum growing 1.25% to $2,522 over 24 hours. Market observers are closely watching key factors that could influence the trajectory of crypto assets. These include the performance of Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell at the upcoming Jackson Hole Symposium, indicators of U.S. economic health, and potential shifts in political dynamics, such as fluctuations in Donald Trump's election odds. As the cryptocurrency investment landscape continues to evolve, the contrasting fortunes of Bitcoin and Ethereum ETFs highlight the dynamic nature of investor sentiment in this rapidly changing market. With institutional players like BlackRock making significant moves in the Ethereum space, it's clear that the battle for dominance in crypto-based ETFs is far from over.